Iris, written by Fiona Kelly McGregor and read by Annabelle Tudor.
You need to start talking, Webber.
Why should I talk to you?
Who would you prefer? Detective Sergeant Rye?
I could tell you more about Rye than he could tell you about me.
I'm not interested in hearing about Rye. He hasn't been charged with murder.
You can't get me for murder.
We'll see what the coroner says.
He hit me with a razor. Look.
That could be anything. I'm going to ask you a few questions. You understand anything you say may be used as evidence against you?
I've got nothing else to say.
Detective Mallon stares at Iris. She stares back. Powerful reek of pipe on the man. Wrinkled suit, shiny face. One of those men who sweat all the time. Get them as a customer, there isn't much you can do. The sweat's pouring out rank and sticky as soon as they've washed. Mallon was a boxer in his youth. Iris had heard he was one to watch out for. He's stationed in Rose Bay, so she surmises he's been put on her case as a step towards CIB. But that doesn't explain why they've brought her here to Darlinghurst instead of to Central. Somebody ought to tell Mallon those glasses are wrong for his face. Iris retreats into her thoughts while he hammers her with questions. Where's the gun? Why did you do it? She holds his stare till everything blurs and he finally looks away. It makes her happy, as though she has won something. Then she remembers she's in Darlinghurst police station being interrogated by a cop who hates her. She hears shouting from the yard, the shrill obscenities of local prostitutes, possibly Mona, which makes her smile. A familiar voice shouting back, a woman's, deep, swearing at the women in her charge. It's Armfield. Mallon goes to the window, then suddenly turns and places his hands on Iris's shoulders. He shakes her so hard she bites her tongue. She is appalled to hear herself whimper. Mallon sits down, satisfied. Iris swallows blood. Righto, Webber, we're not staying late on His Majesty's pleasure for your sake. The women in the yard clamour again, Armfield's voice rising over them. Shut your bloody traps! Mallon sees fear flit across Iris's face. His tone becomes sly. Maybe it's Armfield you'd rather talk to. Iris looks at her lap. If you want a meal today, you'll talk. Mallon jabs at his mouth. Out words, in tucker. Where's the gun?
Timbuktu.
Mallon pushes his chair back with a squawk. It's Saturday afternoon and your time for games is up, Webber. He leaves the room, slamming the door.